Look, you know, I'm old enough, and I hate to date myself, but I'm old enough as someone who grew up as a child in the 70s of remembering a TV series at the time, which was star Ricardo Montalban, I believe was his name, and it was called Fantasy Island, which in a lot of ways, Harrisburg has become Fantasy Island with this budget proposal. It looks nice and it feels nice, but the problem is not based in reality. The budget document that has been shared with us grossly overstates revenue and grossly understates expenditures. And so any so-called surplus or so-called money in a rainy day fund will not exist when you actually look at the real numbers, and I'll let Senator Brown go through that. So yeah, I get it. It's the governor's last year. It's a nostalgic last proposal for him, as we heard a lot of that in his remarks here today, which is certainly understandable. But we will, as we always have in the Senate Republican caucus, lead a disciplined approach with this budget to make sure that we meet the needs of the Commonwealth, but not put the Commonwealth into a very precarious spot moving forward, no matter who the next chief executive is. That has always been our responsibility as legislators, to use the taxpayers' dollars wisely. This is not Washington, D.C., where money grows on trees. This our money that we spend comes from the taxpayers. And then we have to be accountable to the taxpayers, which we will, as we've always tried to lead that charge as a member of the Senate Republican caucus. So this is the beginning. As they always say, the governor proposes, the legislature disposes. We will begin, Senator Brown, very soon with the appropriation hearings and go through the budget with our colleagues on the other side of the aisle, respectfully and diligently, and then produce a product in June that meets the needs of the Commonwealth, but also stays within fiscal discipline so that we do not leverage the future, as was the case back in 2008. So we look forward to the challenge moving forward. We appreciate the governor's proposal. The only thing I would caution, as I now turn it over to Senator Ward, is the level of expectations that this budget may create. You know, when you see breakouts of expenditures, particularly our school districts, they're not based in reality. I hope our school districts understand that this is just what it is, but it's not reality, and we will put a budget together that meets the realities of the fiscal picture moving forward. And so it's very important that they understand that, that when they, you know, people tend to see what the governor proposes and start budgeting off that. They should not. It won't be anywhere remotely close to that, but we will be one that does meet the needs and, again, does not mortgage the future at the same time. With that, let me turn it over to our majority leader, Kim Ward.
Thank you.